Martin, a Flower Mound, Texas native. And a swing and a ground ball right to Crab, scoops it up and underhands it on to first. Johnson goes down. So Alec Castillo now, he'll step in. One down. Alec Castillo batting a 267. Three RBIs this season, two of three were yesterday where he had two RBI doubles as he swings and misses on a first pitch strike. 0-1. One gone, no balls, a strike. 0-1 is the count. The 0-1 outside. 1-1. So one ball, one strike. The 1-1 this time and a curveball from Crab, and he paints the zone 1-2. One gone. A ball, two strikes. And Castillo fouls this away. Raptors no hits yet. A ground out to the pitcher from Johnson. The kick to 1-2 from Crab and a swing and a miss. Castillo goes out for it. And he comes up empty. That's back-to-back outs. Castillo strikes out swinging. David Smigelski. 6 runs this season, 8 hits. So Smigelski, 33 at-bats. A 242 batter. He's been walked 6 times, and he swings and misses on a first-pitch curveball, 0-1. So Bryce Crabb getting a put-out or getting an assist and a strikeout. The 0-1 to Smigelski is a swing and a ground ball over towards the shortstop. Kelly scoops it up and throws it on to first as they retire the side in 3 batters. We head to the top of the second. Green Bay in front, 3-0.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help SmileTrain change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the second inning, so Mitchell Whitcamp, since he pitched 35 pitches in the first, his day is done, so this brings in Devin Jones. He's had 4 games where he's played in 4 2/3 innings of work. He's allowed 4 hits, 3 runs. He's had 6 walks, though, and he's thrown 5 strikeouts. His last game was against the Woodchucks back on August the 6th. He went an inning and 2/3. He gave up 2 hits, a run, but had 2 strikeouts. So Devin Jones out of Chicago, the senior, headed to Grambling State University. Next season, formerly attended Jackson State down in Jackson, Mississippi, so... We take it to the bottom of the order. Max Mims out of Southwestern University from Friendswood, Texas. So Mims here, bottom of the order. Batting a 189. So Jones will set in here. Evan Jones, last time he's pitched for the Raptors at Witter Field has been July the 20th. He's only pitched here one time. And he'll set in as a ball bunted back from Mims, and it goes into the netting. An RBI single from Matthews and Cardenas. And then JoJo Jackson got home on a wild pitch. The 0-1 from Jones. And a foul just on the backside, 0-2. So getting ahead here in the count. No balls, two strikes. Bottom of the order. Max Mims, 17 hits, as Migalski wants to have a word with his pitcher right now. 19 runs as well. He's got a home run. Oh, and two's the count. So no balls, two strikes. And Tevin Jones will set in. A 3-0 lead for Green Bay. And the 0-2 from Jones, and a swing and a miss. So Tevin Jones retires the first batter, and it comes on three straight strikes. So top of the order with Cooper Kelly, who struck out swinging. And he's 0 for 1. One gone. The first offering from Jones, and a swing and a miss this time, and a foul back, 0-1. No balls, a strike here with one down. Green Bay, a good start for them in the first. One gone. Jones on the third base side of the slab. He'll throw high in a ball. 1-1. He's got 6 walks this season. One ball, one strike. One out. A 1-1 from Jones, and a swing and a miss this time again on Kelly. 1-2. He had him on a curveball at 76. Tevin Jones, the right-hander, on the left side of the rubber. He'll look in the long stare at home, the kick to turn, and another swing missed down low, but yes, does he go out? No, I don't think so. Seems like he stays put. Yeah, Kelly thought he was going out there for a sack. But 0 for 1, the leadoff hitter. 6 home runs this season. Playing his collegiate ball in the Big 12 for the Kansas Jayhawks. And the 1-2 down the plate, Tevin Jones, back-to-back strikeouts. So he's had a good command so far, and this brings in Kendall Yule. So Jones very lively there. Rightfully so, he was fired up about that strikeout. He shows his emotion. Very passionate player. Two gone. Raptors looking to have a much better inning than they did in the first. But, you know, and the same thing happened in the first inning where they retired the first two batters on strikeouts, and then that's when the problem started after that. It's the first pitch ball up high in the zone. 1-0. So Kendall Yule also struck out. He did looking, so he's 0 for 1. And the left fielder will see the 1-0 way inside and backing away at a ball 2-0. So 2-0 count. Two down. And the 2-0 just high in the right corner. And ball 3 this time, 3-0. 3 balls, no strikes, 2 outs. A 3-0 count. A three-ball count from Jackson. It is a swing and a liner past Carlson in the left field. Kendall Yule base hit. And so Yule getting his first hit of the day, and that's the fourth hit for Green Bay. Already up 3-0, and they're looking to attack again. A two-out single. So JoJo Jackson with a base hit. What started things off, he had a low fly ball that dropped into center field. Two down. They set the serve this time, and it comes low, and a ball 1-0. So 1-0 count. Two down. And on his way to second now is Yule as a swing and a high fly ball carrying into left center field as Lordoy under it to make the grab. Wisconsin Rapids gives up a hit but no runs. We head to the bottom of the second, 3-0. Green Bay in front.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 59 tonight under partly cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 82. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows around 56. Chance for scattered showers Sunday. Chance for scattered storms on Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Central Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the second inning, a 3-0 lead for the Green Bay Rockers. As they retired Wisconsin Rapids in three batters, Orlando Lordoy leads off here in the bottom of the second. So Lordoy, a guy at a Benedictine University at Mesa, just recently committed to Faulkner University in Alabama, the Panama City native. A 3-0 lead for Green Bay. Bryce Crabb started his day with a strikeout in the first three batters as he works in a strikeout and one. So Lordoy, 16 hits, 75 at-bats. Hitting a 225, and the 0-1 and a curveball once more on Lordoy, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. 13 strikeouts for Lordoy. Nine RBIs as well. And the 0-2 outside of the ball, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And the 1-2 and a swing and a miss. Lordoy goes down. So Bryce Crabb recording his second strikeout on four batters. And this brings in James Bornick, who's had a home run in each of his past two games. Really swinging the bat at a high rate. Nine hits, 34 at-bats, 265 at the plate. Out of Marion University from Green Bay, Wisconsin. And the first offering from Grab goes high to ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count with one down. And the 1-0 way outside. There's a curveball, 2-0. Yesterday, James Bornick went 1-for-3 and had that solo home run in the top of the second. As a swing and a miss there, 2-1. Ball's a strike. One gone. And the 2-1, another miss down low, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes with one out. And the 2-2. And a swing and a miss going down is Bornick. So Bryce Crabb, his first five batters, he struck out three of them, including back-to-back strikeouts with Lordoy and Bornick. Kyle Carlson, the third baseman. 19 hits, 987 at-bats. 13 RBIs, the Piedmont College infielder. He's been struck out 38 times for the Rafters. Crabb goes to work, fouled off right side. 0-1. So no balls, a strike with two down. 0-1 is the count. And the 0-1 just up above the zone at a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Crabb looks, sets, throws at a curveball, 1-2. He's had a good command so far. Bryce Crabb, a guy out of Pleasant Hill, Iowa, coming into today at 14 strikeouts, already up to 17 with three. As a swing and a ground ball over towards the third baseman, Jones catches it, turns around, and throws the first. Jason Jones, the third baseman, a little bit of put on display there with his infield work. We head to the top of the third. Green Bay in front 3-0.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the third inning as Green Bay in front 3-0. And Jason Jones is due up. I mean, that miraculous play at third. So Jones walked his first time up at the plate. As first offering from Jones goes high, just above that left corner, 1-0. So we're expecting some rain to hit us here pretty soon. So, you know, we'll see how this game kind of goes on. And the 1-0 and a swing and a miss. The 1-1. So one ball, one strike. One and one is the count. Looking in here is Jones. Jones on Jones. Fouled away. A ball, two strikes. Four hits for Green Bay, none for Wisconsin Rapids. They've definitely been on the forefront here early And the 1-2 bounced into the glove of Smigalski, ricochets off of his glove, and it bounces in, but a ball 2-2. Rafters have been retired in six straight batters. We're in the fourth batter for Green Bay in the second time through the order. The check swing down low, and nonetheless, it comes in for a ball. The count runs full here on Jason Jones. Adding a 279 out of Savannah, Texas. Devin Jones now kicks the payoff. High above the zone and a ball four. So Jason Jones will take first. He's been disciplined at the plate. Back-to-back times he's been walked. Zane Zielinski, who was also walked, he'll step in. So the Madison-Wausau game, found out that game is delayed up there with a 2-0 lead for the Woodchucks. So we're expecting to get that weather here down in Wisconsin Rapids very shortly. As Jason Jones now stealing second, the throw from Smigalski, the tag from Castillo, and he did not fully tag him in time. So Jason Jones gets to second. Alec Castillo not able to get the full grip of the ball down in his glove. So Jason Jones in scoring position, a 3-0 lead for the Green Bay Rockers. And already, right now, 180 feet away from the fourth run. And Zielinski sets and swings in a high fly ball, lifting into right center field. Lordoy under it. Jason Jones was going to take off from third, but Lordoy was all over that. He'll stand at second. So Zielinski flies out to center. Mateo Matthews, an RBI single. And a Chino, California from Wagner College. One gone. The 1-0 is the count. The 1-0 from Jones. And up high at a ball, 1-0. The 1-0 count. One down. Devin Jones looks at second, now to Jason, and throws down. It's a pass ball that goes behind Smigalski. Jason Jones on his way to third. With one out, Green Bay threatening once more. 2-0's the count. One gone, infield has shifted in for Wisconsin Rapids. Johnson, Castillo, Bornick, and Carlson have taken a couple steps forward. And a 2-0 to Matthews at above the zone at a ball, 3-0. So 3-0 count. One out. Mateo Matthews sees a three ball count as he fouls us off left side. 3-1. Three balls, one strike, one out. The 3-1 and a swing and a low fly ball that goes in between Castillo and Lordoy. Jason Jones races on home. And Mateo Matthews back-to-back RBI singles. Green Bay in front 4-0. So Castillo, yeah, that's the risk you take. You jump forward to try to make the play at home, but you have to remember that, a ball can go behind you. It certainly did there. Mateo Matthews dropped it into a perfect position in shallow center. So Nainoa Cardenas, also an RBI single. Five hits, four runs for the Rockers, and a check swing at a first strike, 0-1. One gone, no balls, a strike. One down. And the 0-1 from Jones out and away at a ball, 1-1. So a good start from the catcher, Nainoa Cardenas. Back-to-back RBI singles for Mateo Matthews. He stands at first. Only one out. 4-0 Green Bay. The 1-1 from Jones. High and above. 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out. Evan Jones. Decent start for him. He's had two strikeouts, but has given up two hits and a run. And another ball upstairs, 3-1. So one more ball puts runners on first and second. Three balls, one strike, one out. Looking in here is Jones. The 3-1, and that ball is ripped into left, pulled away, and just goes foul. Left side, 3-2. Cardenas, three home runs, also has 10 RBIs. Was on the team last year. Certainly a catcher you can rely on, both offensively and defensively. Batting a 163, though. He's been a little bit down this year. One out. Jones, the stare at home. The payoff to Cardenas has a swing and a high fly ball. He read that perfectly. That ball's back and gone. Well, he didn't do it the first time, but on the second pitch, he certainly did. The payoff pitch right down the plate. Cardenas, a two-run shot, his fourth home run of the year, and Green Bay has ballooned into a 6-0 lead. Wow. Wisconsin Rapids just are not clicking on the defensive side. A two-run shot from Cardenas. So Andrew Harris, who struck out swinging his first time up, as it looks like they're calling to the bullpen to have somebody warm up. One out. I mean, Cardenas, he just didn't direction that ball where he wanted to on that pitch right before. I mean, he ripped it. It was a home run, but it was just fouled away. So, you know, on the second time up, absolutely bombed one in the left center. 6-0, Wisconsin Rapids is down as Green Bay in a dominant lead as the 0-2 outside. No balls, two strikes. Here, one out. 0-2 is the count. And the 0-2 from Jones. Up and above the zone of the ball, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes with one out. Andrew Harris, eighth in the lineup, and he'll see the ball. Two balls, two strikes. A 2-2 count. Here with one out. Two balls, two strikes. They set the serve and throws just a little bit low, and now the count runs full. 3-2, six hits, six runs for Green Bay. Top of the third, another three-run inning. And the Rockers in full control. One gone. The payoff from Jones way outside for ball four. Harris to first. This keeps the inning alive. Green Bay just not going away so easily. So Max Mims, who struck out swinging. As umpires right now leaving the field, looks like they might call this game. So, yeah, it looks like they're going to call what it's appearing to be a severe thunderstorm watch. And, yeah, this game is, for now, going to be delayed, to say the least. There is rain, thunder, lightning, all that ugly nonsense in the forecast. So, you know, General Manager Ken Day down there with the umpires and their coach, Chris Kreplin, to say, hey, look, this is what's coming. This is what's going to hit us. And, yeah, we have to get ahead of this for the time being. But, obviously, for now, you know, we look at it, it has certainly not been a day for Wisconsin Rapids to start here. And they're already down 6-0. They've given up six hits. So, They're looking just to get the tarp out, keep the field in good shape. But for now, we're going to step aside from WFHR. We'll hopefully be back later on tonight, but we'll be back for now.
Excuses to not be accountable and responsible in order to have peace, love, unity, and having fun.
CBS.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your career accelerator certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 59 tonight under partly cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 82. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows around 56. Chance for scattered showers Sunday. Chance for scattered storms on Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
Garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Consumers everywhere are rediscovering the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher, tastier, and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. And did you know the Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth hamburger and hot dog buns and rolls you love are baked right here in the Midwest? With the state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, freshly baked buns and rolls are delivered fresh every day to your neighborhood grocers. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. And click on the Careers tab. Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
The message from Stevie Wonder to the Congress of the United States. Because you haven't done nothing about anything. It's all the stuff that he's saying about in the 60s and 70s is relived by me. Thought we went through civil rights and everything. Now, they haven't done anything about violence, gun control, nothing. Nothing about climate change. Nothing about homelessness, mental illness. How do I know? I know the people that are suffering from all these symptoms and sufferings, man. It's just, it makes me sick. I see people sleeping on the street all the time. But I want to tell you something. You know, these climate disasters, you want to know who's going to survive more than most of us? That's right, people. People that are living in the streets know more about surviving than any of us that have shelter right now. And there may come a day where just the power's gone, right? Another fire comes through. Any of you guys got an idea where you might want to live when all this stuff goes about? I can tell you where I got my manhole cover picked out.
I got the tool to open it, and down I go. A couple jugs of water, a couple cans of beans, and at least I'll last 2 days longer than the rest of you clowns, right? They might survive it and be those people that come out and tap on the covers at night. We all go hunt the surviving people that still have mansions that they live in. Well, you guys want to live a sci-fi? Let's do this, man. Let's just make it happen. Make it happen. I guarantee you, I'm more ready than most. And I don't mean, no, I'm not armed and I'm not, you know, but I'm just ready for that day, right? I'm like Woody Harrelson, man, in 2012. You're standing on the hill. Here it comes, baby. He's broadcasting just like I am, right? Telling you what's coming. Don't listen to the crazy guy. Turn that channel off. We don't want to hear that. It's Friday night, baby. It's Friday night. Let's go out and have some fun. Now, I do want you to go out and have fun, right? But then you got to, once you go out and have that event, you can't just keep distracting yourself from the realities that are happening in front of us. This is war, famine, pestilence. Sound familiar, evangelicals? They're cheering for it. Yeah, I'll tell you what, when I saw Trump on TV this week, now, who else gets away with threatening people like that, right? That dude in Utah didn't. I'm going to get Biden when he, hey, you, what, come out of your house. Oh, I'll point a gun at you. Probably not a good idea. These guys are a little stressed out too, buddy. Everybody's stressed out. Not me, man. You can't let it get to you. You got to like, man, you got to be outside the pizza box. You don't want to be hung up at, you know, inside when things are going down. You want to be on the edge, ready to leap. I've never felt more confident that these impending disasters are just not very far away, right? Yeah, this could be the last Packer season, folks. That's what I mean. I can't even get excited about. Well, sports are what I use for just maybe a few hours a week, just to see who the. I mean, look at that guy. Wow, he pitched 9 innings, shutout, and then he plays the second game and hits 2 home runs. That's kind of cool. That stuff's cool. But what I really like is what some of these guys do off the field, helping their communities, you know, building homes for, buying apartment buildings. And a lot of people are doing that because our Congress isn't doing anything about income inequality. I mean, they're these nuts in the Congress. And I'm not going to say that about Democrats, right? Sorry, Republicans. I'm not a big fan of Democrats that aren't progressive. In fact, I'm not a fan at all. And if you ask me, I will tell you that's a worse enemy to me than a Trump supporter. Because I can at least talk to the Trump supporters and find common ground. But I can't with like a guy like Joe Manchin, right? Certainly can't with Senator Tuberville down there in Florida. Oh, wait, he's from Alabama, but he's living in Florida, I heard? Yeah? There's a smart potato for you. I know they like to say it's Tuberville, but it's not. It's 1B. It's Tuber for a reason. Comes from a long line of potatoes. And whenever a guy says, I know more about black people than most people do up here in Congress or on the Hill, that's somebody that I'm going to tell you right now. He knows more about racism than most of the people up there, being from Alabama and a part of that tradition at Alabama. See, you do have to know history. Otherwise, you repeat it. And that's what we're doing here. I see that the Republicans had, like the Dane County Republicans were getting together at a pizza place. It's award-winning pizza. And so, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, I troll. Hell yeah, I troll. I eat trolls, right? I mean, you come after me on Facebook, I'll come after you on Facebook, right, Trump? Yeah, like, way to ruin the pizza. And she's like, oh, you're liberal, this and that. And, you know why you there. And I'm like, well, don't worry. I don't usually attend Nazi, you know, functions. And then she says that, oh, yeah, that's funny. You know, the Democrats are the Nazis. Yeah, really? January 6th. Oh, Watertown Pride Fest. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they were wearing swastikas. Those are your guys. No, the guys with the swastikas, lady, those are the Nazis. Not the people they're attacking. You guys are idiots. And Putin's doing the same thing. Denazification of Ukraine. And he's changing books and changing history. Just like Clan DeSantis is trying to do down there. Meanwhile, his state is in dire straits. And the one of the biggest companies that there is struggling, Disney. It's because of him. You know, he went out and hurt sports franchises that were about diversity and inclusion. You know, what a thing to be against. Diversity and inclusion. And I'm going to say it one more time. If they don't want diversity and inclusion, let's not include them anymore. It's pretty hard, isn't it? All you see on TV is Trump, 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 Trump. Oh, there's a yacht fight. Oh, look at sports, sports, sports. Oh, yeah, there was a fire in Hawaii. Oh, too bad. Next story. It's just nonsense. Over and over and over again, I get nothing from it. I think, you know, I'm definitely going to get rid of the cable after my little promo time is over. Because I don't need it. And these guys are just trying to turn my brains into veggie sauce, too. It's not going to happen. Hey, man, let's go to Jim in Appleton. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
It's great. Can't you tell?
Oh, yeah, you're on a real roll. Yeah, you know, well, you're not wrong.
No.
You were, but...
I'm at least...
The
look.
Of the hour were,
go ahead.
The top stories at the bottom of the hour was the crypto coin guy is trying to get his bail reinstated, and Mike Pence is happy that Hunter Biden now has a
special prosecutor on his ass.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the thing. You could point out to these guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing after the Trumps, though. You could bring it up and they'd just shrug it off. You know, well, we're talking about now, not last year.
Yeah, right. And they're still doing it.
Yeah. Well, that's all they got.
And money left and right from the Saudis.
Yeah.
That's true.
I know. $2 billion for Skeletor. Some guy called me Skeletor. And I was like, dude, I got more muscles in my poop than you got in your whole body, man. Don't even call me Skeletor. I'm not the one hiding behind a fake face and everything. You know when they don't have a face on their Facebook and they got like just a couple of things, you know, a couple of posts, different profile posts, so that's it. Well, I eat trolls, Jim.
I know you do. Here's a funny earth thought. Perhaps the fires in Hawaii
are
getting rid of the vegetation so that when the islands sink, they don't damage the ocean quite as much.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that something?
The islands won't sink, but the ocean will come up and cover them up.
Yeah, it's on, man. And thanks for calling. But there's nothing good going on around the world. This doesn't get better by, like, the hour. It gets worse by the hour. Man. And it's sad because it has been pretty nice around here, you know. I'm used to, you know, feeling that heat of the summer. But compared to what everybody else is going through around the planet, you know, triple digit, 115 for 30-some days in a row, cacti dying. It's getting pretty bad, folks, when a cactus can't live in the desert. Right? It's just this. There's no end to this. And unless we do something like, you know, real soon, like 20 years ago or even longer when Jimmy Carter tried, you know, he put solar on the White House and then Reagan came in and took it down. Everything that's happened since then has been just the wrong direction. And it didn't matter if Democrats were in office or Republicans were in power, you know, whichever way, we haven't progressed to where we needed to as a race, a human race. And now it's on. And we're not going to defeat climate disasters. They're going to happen. And they're happening more frequently. But when you see these guys saying, oh, this is a 500-year and a 1,000-year event, and they're a week apart in different parts of the world, tick-tock. It's getting closer and closer and closer. And nobody's going to sound the alarm. I'm frustrated with it all. I see all these young people, and then, you know, the Republicans mock them when they show up, and they're smarter than, you know, the legislators. So they have to mock them because they're too stupid to do anything but that. If you think that these people in D.C. that represent Wisconsin, this Gestapo Van Orden and terrible Tom Tiffany, you know, taint the water up there, Tommy, and Glenn Grothman. Have you guys ever met any of these people? Ron Johnson? Republicans, he said that climate change is good for Wisconsin. You've got to get rid of that guy. You should be recalling his ass and run a different Republican. I'd support that. I'd be willing to work with, if there's any rational Republican voters that aren't happy with their party either, you know, sit down and let's start, you know, figuring out a way that we can make a difference. Instead of them just beating the crap out of us. I'm struggling with it. It's like, I don't compromise with racism and fascism and ignorance and cruelty. I'm not into that. I like the other way around, right? But it just blows me away that, you know, this country which tries to brag about its faith and, you know, its morals, and there are none. It's a free-for-all out there. It's like, you're judging people because they're different than you, but the things you're doing are worse than the people you're trying to judge. And projecting everything onto other people. Man, I ain't the problem. Got time for Isaac? After the break? Okay, cool, man. Yeah, see, you know, I didn't want to cut him off here. Nate's doing a good job. I told him he can participate, too. Because all these things affect him more than me. I already got 62 years in. Oh, we lost Robbie Robertson.
Yeah, I can see it now.
He sounds like me, doesn't he? Smooth.
Red neon shivers.
He does?
Yeah, I bought this album. Like a back in the 80s. And somewhere down the crazy river.
People play games.
I hope things change.
It's too hot to sleep.
Too hot to sleep, man. What am I gonna do now?
Follow the sound of a jukebox.
I'm gonna find my manhole cover. Take my radio down there, my Red Cross radio that I can crank up and crank up.
I turned around and she said,
I'll be around. Somewhere down that crazy sewage river. One more segment. We'll be back.
I don't know. The wind.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day. Or still going to give it all I can. Or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
We're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
People's lives. But oh my God, let a woman decide what she wants to do with her life and her body. And by the way, your Viagra shipment just came in. Right, guys? Huh? If God didn't give you the ability to crank it up, you shouldn't be able to use something else. Sorry. That's just how it works. Hey, let's go to Isaac. Somewhere, let's see. Isaac, somewhere in Wisconsin, right?
Correct, yeah. Colgate.
Colgate, cool, man.
You're hilarious. I love your despair.
It's tragic. Humorous. It's tragic hilarity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do?
I truly believe that our country was created through a revolution, and to bring us into the future, there's going to have to be a revolution. And I don't say that lightly, because violence should never, ever be a first resort. It should be an extreme last resort.
Right.
And I don't have hope for liberal Democrats and the conservatives. I feel that the only thing that might be able to bring us into the future is the thing that's been demonized for the past 80, 90 years, which is communism and the communist theorists.
Well, I'm more of the socialist, because, you know, all the resources shared by all the people, and it, you know, people want to turn that into, oh, then you got all these people, they're not going to do anything, and we don't get anything nice and stuff. That's not how it works. What it does is it provides that base, which creates your society so that you're not at each other's throats. You're all equal. Mm-hmm. All it means is, yes, you have public education, you have access to health care, all the things that so many other countries have and are doing much better than us. Namely, just look to the Scandinavian countries, right? But when you see allies, right, isn't Poland one of our allies? And they're joining up with Belarus to go against Ukraine? I mean, this is insane. This is like Castle Risk, man, and I'm really good at that game, I'll tell you. I won like 10 games in a row.
I'm horrible at that game.
Strategy, man. Always go for Germany first.
You can't let it happen again.
It's happening right now, man. It's pretty frustrating. Yeah. You got anything else, Isaac?
No, just that fascism grows up in capitalist soil. So
yeah.
If you want to uproot fascism, you got to uproot capitalism.
Yeah. And again, I said,
battle, so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, communism, socialism, we can apply these names to them. But if all the people are represented fairly, I don't care what you call it. Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, I'm watching these guys. These guys are talking about, well, what are we doing now for? Oh, and by the way, you know, you national pundits and stuff that say, oh, I don't think you can go after these fake electors. How are you going to prove it, right? How are you going to prove that, you know, they knew what they were doing was illegal and this and that? That's not an excuse. None of us has that excuse. I didn't know I couldn't rob this bank, right? Hell, I didn't know. And then delay the process of prosecuting the worst people that need to be prosecuted the most. And I'm for ringing up all the guys that are corrupt in D.C. I don't care, Democrat, Republican. I don't live that way, okay? The one thing I do support is, like, progressive. That progressive caucus of the Democratic Party, Bernie and all the women of culture and all the diversity and all the fairness and love and hope and protect the planet and think critically, people. Yeah, that's who I support. Yeah, hell yeah. Be an idiot not to, right? But you guys want to play politics and play the game. And then you can't accuse me of any of that. I gain nothing out of the things that I do to try and tell people what's going on. I'm not telling you, but I mean, when I'm out there doing it, and I see what these people are doing, and I confront them, and they sure as hell know who I am, right? That's the best part. You could do the same thing, because when somebody asks you, yeah, I am nobody, man. That's got to be pretty brutal, man. I'm getting under your skin. I'm nobody, man. There's a whole bunch of people just like me. Like, more of us than anybody else. How's that make you feel? These guys get scared. You know, you can go and put pressure on these people in a manner where if somebody gets scared, well, then you just say, well, yeah, well, that's what the truth does. It kind of makes people look at the floor and run away and scream and holler and cry. I'm calling the police. I'm calling the police. Man, they did that to me a million times, okay? But the best way to do that is to have a friend there with the camera so they can film the whole thing. And what'd you do wrong? Nothing. Yeah? You'd see cops and legislators run when they find out somebody's filming them. While they're trying to create a situation to put you in a bad light, all of a sudden, the camera comes and saves everybody. And if it wasn't for that, and I'm going to be talking about that on some future shows about police departments and the cover-ups and the things that go on that, you know, yes, that's been going on for ever and ever and ever. But, you know, the film doesn't lie when you roll the tape, man. Does that mean we're down to a minute? I always got something to say. Almost always. I'm going to use this on my way out every week now.
Yeah.
not dead yet. I don't drink booze, man. I cut my sleeves off. I work a couple days a week. Take my disability. Spend an hour on Fridays. I'm glad you could listen again. Right here at Mad Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, Civic Media Network. Right here in Solidarity Realty Studio on State Street. State Street and Fairchild, right? I mean, you couldn't be more on State Street than that. A lot of activity going on. Music on the street. Mm-hmm. Thanks again, Nate. Engineer, producer. First time through, not bad. You can be more talkative next time.
We'll see you about next week.
Yeah, we'll.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A severe thunderstorm watch continues until 1 a.m. early tomorrow morning. Mainly cloudy tonight with isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows around 59. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs level off around 82. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows around 56. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's $79.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin.
WFHR, Delta Vision, Wisconsin today. Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.